USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House continuing what it calls its maximum pressure campaign on Iran, now labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard a foreign terrorist organization. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley.
It's the first time the United States has recognized another government as a foreign terrorist organization. That means a lot because Iran's economy is already crippling. This goes to help put more pressure on that country to change its behavior.
Speaking earlier at the State Department, Secretary Mike Pompeo said that it's just and long overdue that this move be taken, as he again accused Iran of ongoing outlaw behavior and of promoting instability in the volatile Middle East. Kirstjen Nielsen stepping down as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. President Trump tweeting the announcement yesterday. Reports are Nielsen did not step down willingly. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
A New York couple reportedly missing after vacationing in the Dominican Republic, as family members say Orlando Moore and his girlfriend Portia Ravinelli were supposed to have returned on March 27th, but there's been no sign of the Mount Vernon, New York couple. Police say they checked out of their hotel but never made their flight back to the U.S. For the eighth consecutive week, the price of gasoline in the U.S. is up.
That price is now up 6 cents over figures from last week. The national average now at $2.75 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states are really feeling the pinch at the pump.
California takes the crown with the nation's priciest average at $3.79 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.47. There are now six states with an average price back over the $3 per gallon mark.
I'm John Clemens.
The Men's March Madness Championships tonight, Virginia versus Texas Tech. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Federal agents investigating a string of what they call suspicious fires at predominantly black churches in a Louisiana parish. Three churches have burned in less than 2 weeks. The FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have joined the investigation. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announcing 8 new temples will be built worldwide this year.
Brothers and sisters, we regard a temple as the most sacred structure in the church.
Church President Russell Nelson announcing the plans at yesterday's closing of the church's 189th General Conference. The 29th annual airline quality ratings are out today, and this year they have Delta in the number one position. It's followed by JetBlue, Southwest is third, then Alaska, Hawaiian, United, Spirit, American, and Frontier. The ratings rank the nation's 9 biggest airlines based on customer complaints, mishandled baggage, on-time performance, and involuntary denied boardings. And the late-night menu at McDonald's is getting smaller as its signature crafted recipes, artisan grilled chicken sandwiches, filet of fish, and premium salads won't be on the menu anymore between midnight and 5 a.m. Other late-night items like Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, and McNuggets will still be available. We're always available online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.